Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome to Yoga Girl Daily. Happy Monday, and welcome to our intention setting of the week. I feel like this is such a good day to be setting our intentions. We just had a new moon in Gemini a couple of days ago. If you joined me for the new moon ceremony that we did a big intention setting ceremony, and I feel like so many of us are finally getting clear on what it is we want to manifest and create. If you are starting this week right now and you still feel unclear about your intentions, your goals, your dreams, I highly recommend taking some time to actually define what it is you want to create for these coming months, because it's time for us to not only set intentions and get clear on what we want, but actually begin to focus on the task at hand and take some action.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With the sun in Gemini, we might be feeling a little more scattered than normal. We might be feeling a little bit all over the place, or you might find yourself jumping from one thing to the other, leaving half-completed things all around. So I thought this week would be a really good week to, first of all, decide to focus on one thing at a time. So once you really know what your list of action items are, what the things you have to actually get done to propel yourself forward, and it doesn't have to be ginormous, huge, big goals, right? It could be something simple as, for me, for example, this week is the first week that I am actually reintegrating to society in a strange way. Leia is going back to daycare. Our studio, yoga studio, is going to open a little bit for the first time. So I have a lot of things to get in order for this week, especially now as we're preparing to receive people back into the business. And I have a list of actual clear things I have to get done. So for me, focusing on one thing at a time and completing each of those action items before I move on to the next one, right? So getting really focused and trying to complete each thing on our list, whatever that is, before we move on to the next. But at the same time, it's important right now that we give ourselves some space to prioritize what our needs actually are. We are all in such completely different places, you know, across the world and wherever we are in our day-to-day lives as well. So what is your priority for this week? Let's get really clear on that so that when you choose to get things done, whatever that is, you know you're starting from the top, working your way down. And perhaps this week your priority is taking care of yourself. Right? That would be a really good place to start, especially if you've been feeling scattered or anxious or nervous about these new changes that are coming our way. That's a beautiful place to be, right? Prioritizing our needs, deciding to, okay, I'm going to take really good care of myself this week. What does that look like? Right? Making sure I have time spent on my yoga mat, maybe taking a moment each morning to journal on what the day has in store, whatever helps keep you grounded, right? And if you know you're actually getting some things done this week, you're moving something forward, whether that's your home or your family or your business or your working life, that you can get really clear on what's most important right now. We don't have to tackle everything at once. For me personally, I feel this huge need to not overwhelm myself with this idea of, oh, okay, we're going to resume life back to some normal thing. No, I want to continue to move really slowly and take one thing at a time, right? So I think a good collective intention for us this week is, this week I will prioritize my needs and focus on one thing at a time. This week, I will prioritize my needs and focus on one thing at a time. So decide what's most important for you this week. Where do you want your focus to lie this week? And then from there, let's actually take some action to get some things done. And I think if we get one big thing off of our list this week, I think that's a really good place to be. You know, you don't have to multitask. You don't have to stress. You don't have to put pressure that everything has to get done at the same time. We've defined our goals. We've defined our intention. Let's focus on that one most important thing. Oh, that feels good to me. Actually, it feels really good to me. Focus on that one important thing. I love it. Really good intention to have, especially when the sun is in Gemini and we might feel a little bit scattered. I know I am, for sure. So thank you so much for listening today. I hope you give yourself a little bit of space. If you want to sit down and journal just on what your priorities are this week, perhaps you have a long list of things you want to get started on, just making sure you do that one thing at a time and beginning from what's most important. Wishing you a beautiful week ahead, and Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.